This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I'm reading it in!
We love America!
I like that laugh.
La, 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 la. Heaven.
Hey. What a
Dr. Strange.
Damn it.
I'm peeking. I'm about killing myself.
You ugly, disgusting.
Are you?
Bruce fucking Springsteen.
Damn it.
Hey. Why?
His wife?
Yeah, people are gonna die.
Yeah, baby!
In Jesus' name, amen.
What's up, y'all? It's Timothy Chalamet.
And Zendaya.
And Austin.
And Austin.
Sounded like a car driving
by. Little freak boy.
I'm surprised you put that in there, because when that was dropped into the chat, you turned into an Austin Butler defender to the max.
What do you mean? Wait. See, this is what
you were just like really stumping for him. Not that you shouldn't, but almost as if you were offended that someone would even share Austin sounding like this when you know how talented he is.
No, here's the thing. Caroline, do you care about me? Do you like me? Do you love me?
Am I
your friend?
Yes.
Do you make fun of me?
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing with Austin, with stupid fucking Bradley Cooper, all these people. That it is a fact. I am rooting for him.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he is trapped in a jail of, I have to do a voice for like for the rest of his life, maybe.
You embrace the whole Austin, not just parts.
Yeah, I wish I could embrace the whole Austin.
Nice.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline. Bald or with hair? Which Austin?
Dealer's choice.
Bald and milky.
I'm afraid I'd slip off of him if it
tan
was
and sweaty.
Completely. I'd do tan and sweaty. Like the sweaty, like the first half hour of Elvis.
Rather no, than... I'm sorry. Your options are bald and milky or end of Elvis.
Oh, damn.
And I'd love to hear our guests.
Okay, bald and milky.
Milky.
See you.
Bald and milky.
Bald and milky.
I'm like thinking of, you know, the Nicholas Holt in Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
I found him compelling.
Very hot.
Similar
compelling
features.
Bald and tumory.
I love the innuendo of when someone really turns someone on is they say, I found him quite compelling.
Yeah.
Or like when
interesting.
I've heard people say this about like actors or women, like they saw when they were young, they're like, oh yeah, she was formative for me.
Formative.
Which means like, okay, so you jacked off to that person.
Yeah.
Is what it
yeah,
sounds yeah. like. That's yeah. kind of
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that was formative.
Wow.
Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about jacking off and Christian pop culture, the music and the movies and the entertainment made for and made by Christians. But we're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church or to take you from church. We're just here to have good Christian fun. See? Flawless.
Perfect.
It goes Great. Right in.
It does.
We added, we're not here to take you away from church.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I just want nice. A little credit
it's a big
for that.
Deal. Yeah. It's been a script for a while. It's hard
yeah.
to relearn, you know?
It's been a little, yeah. It's been
it's
a
like
long time
Nicole
coming.
Kidman changing her ad.
Which
at
have
AMC.
You guys seen the new?
I'm not ready to talk about that yet.
You aren't? Okay.
My issue, and I don't want to, we don't have to get into this, but my biggest issue with it is we weren't given enough warning.
No.
I don't, no. They can do what they want. I think we all knew there was going to be a new ad or a new version of the ad at some point, but to hear it and be like, at midnight tonight, the one you know is gone.
There was no 2 weeks notice.
I was
notice.
Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, it's
whoa,
gone,
whoa, whoa.
Gone. It's never coming back. We only get this one now.
I mean.
I think so.
Well, I have good news for you guys. It's 75% the exact same.
No, yeah, it is.
Except
that's
ends
true,
with,
but it's shorter.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It's magic.
And then there's this whole, the guy putting his arm around
yes,
that girl
so,
is gone, or the holding hands, like the shots of the crowd.
My friend and I, you know, Lisa, every time we saw a movie together, when the shot of the man reaching for the girlfriend's hand came up, I would sort of delicately place my hand on the
awesome.
Armrest, and then she would place her hand on top of mine. And it's become really just like an important part of our friendship. And I was watching it and I was like, what are we going to do? There is a moment where someone puts their arm now around someone else. And I think that's going to have to be what we do. But it was so consistently funny to us both that we like would get giddy hours before we got to the theater.
Yeah.
Thinking about
this moment.
It was so funny to us.
A plus bit.
Thank you. And that's why I'm sharing it now, because it seems maybe it's, I like it. It's sort of kept it precious to me.
Yes.
I'm now realizing that the very last time that I saw it play in a theater, Heartbreak Feels Good in a Place Like This, because here they are, was with you.
Yeah. For Madame Web.
For Madame Web.
Which, honestly, I do feel
how fitting.
What a great finale for
I
that.
I think so.
I don't feel less weird about it.
We
now.
Were jacked up. And did you know, Julie, that Caroline was in this very theater at the same time watching a movie?
Okay, I did because I saw you.
What?
And I thought I was crazy.
Wait, what? And you didn't say hello?
I thought I saw you, but you didn't react. So I was like, probably wasn't her. But I was she's pregnant.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Down. Yeah, you're like, what other massively pregnant woman that looks like
looks
Caroline?
Looks so much like you and is also pregnant.
Would go to Madame Web also, like, during her, like, pregnancy.
I don't see it again.
I think our brains both did the same thing where we were not there, like, to see each other. And also, you were there. So it's like, there's no way that you're there. We're not all there together.
Well,
so
I want
like,
you to know, whatever
what?
Happened, I don't know if I like locked eyes with you or not,
no,
but I did not clock you,
I promise.
You were
just leaving the bathroom as I was like coming towards it. And I was like,
I would never, I would have squealed. I would have held your hand.
Now, Julie, what you may not know about pregnant women is that they go into a sort of fugue state at this
pregnancy
part
blindness.
Of the pregnancy. They get pregnancy blindness.
Yeah.
People's faces turn
That's great.
Smooth and milky.
Everyone turns to babies. So if I haven't seen a baby photo of you, I won't recognize you.
Okay, I actually have a really great baby photo of me that I love to show people sort of unprompted. So before I leave, I'll make sure
great.
I show it to you
it.
Just so I become not blind to you or not.
Karen, I don't think I've ever seen a baby photo of you. I've
sure
seen
you have.
The other years.
Hey.
Yeah.
But like a baby, like tiny little chunky Kevin.
Yeah.
Like
would love to see.
Yeah. Well, I got one of like tubes going in me when I had my heart surgery.
Aww.
Do you want to see that one? And
well,
make fun
okay.
of it?
No.
I
hearkening ass bitch.
The one that
what did you say? I did not hear you.
I was trying to remember what the name of
the
Milky Dad.
You think I look like the Baron in Dune as a baby? Let's introduce our guest. I'm tired of this.
Oh no.
Friends and folks, making her triumphant return to the show. She's a writer and comedian, and you may know her from the Get More Bald Meme. Give it the hell up for Julie Greiner.
Need a bass line for Julie.
Yeah, I don't actually think that you would recognize me from the Get More Bald meme, but it was the only thing I could think of when they asked.
No, I know the one.
I was doing.
Yeah, those weird fucked up game ads.
Yeah, the game ad thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a larger
one of my favorite things you've ever done.
Series of images that goes with it, but I'm extremely happy that the image has been isolated just to Get More Bald. Mm-hmm. And now that sort of exists without context on the internet.
I love it.
People send it to me occasionally. But yeah.
One of the best followers around on Twitter, a booming platform, Julie Greiner.
Yeah. Every day it becomes more and more just lush with people and ideas.
Snowball effect.
Let me defend it for a second. And Caroline, I know you need no help defending it. You're naming your firstborn after Elon.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Ely
mm-hmm.
is coming on the
Elon
way.
Elon Elmo,
wow.
Seinfeld, Kramer.
The first
Elon Elmo, Seinfeld, Kramer, Dexter, Garfield, Shrek Ely.
Donkey.
We can
it has
donkey.
A ring to it. It has a rhythm.
We just have a rhythm.
Yeah.
Go off.
The vibe.
Defending.
The vibe of, we were waiting for you to make a point.
Okay, the vibe of Twitter now is like when most of the people have left the party because they're like, the scene is over. I'm not going to meet my wife tonight. I'm going home. Or husband.
Classic party. I'm not going to meet my wife tonight.
Well, that's the stakes of every party. It's
that's
like, well, I mean,
100% true, actually.
But now it's just the homies who were there at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Getting a little punchy. Maybe the lights are on.
Yeah.
We're not drinking beer anymore. We're maybe just having like sodas or something.
Yeah.
And we're having fun.
But sort of like a manic fun. Like,
yeah.
In the sense that like there's like a close meteor.
I'm not saying it's healthy.
It's just it's my like friends.
The wedding in Melancholia.
Yeah. It's like... Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter right now is like the wedding in Melancholia. That's perfect.
Everyone's saying that, right? We're all saying that.
Sounds bad.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Well, Julie, thanks for coming back on the show.
Of course.
Once again, to talk about
oh my gosh,
the 2019 film Breakthrough. We didn't even say that at the top of the show. The film Breakthrough, which did make money. I was curious to see if it made money or not.
I was looking up articles, as one does with a movie about a true story. Of course, I was looking up stuff about the true story afterwards.
Good on you.
And one of the articles said like smash hit or something. And I was like, is that true? But apparently it made money. So.
Kind of. I mean, the margins worked for this
one. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sure.
I know. Truly, Julie. Man, should we just like go into a break and then come back and talk about it?
I gotta show you a picture of me as a baby, so that is a great time.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that. Let's take a quick break.
Wait.
And then we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
feel
like
as incredible as to, you could feel
to exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day,
exactly
working 9 hours a day on top of that, and then
good
going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/goodchristianfun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I
first
agree.
Month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to break the ice and dive into the topic.
Oh, no.
Oh, by the way, I found a baby picture of me, and I'm texting it to you right now.
Okay.
Here it comes. Alrighty.
Oh, no.
Why didn't I...
The Grinch baby.
It's the Grinch baby. I don't know why I didn't think...
Was the Grinch baby there?
I didn't anticipate it.
Yes. I'll find one for real after we record.
Aw.
Breakthrough, which is...
It kind of has your hair.
I know.
That's why I send it.
Yes. That really is me. He's so me. I'm gonna play the trailer for this movie, which Please I'm do. Sure we all saw.
That's what I said when
in
you,
the movie
when
going
you guys brought it up. Yes. I was like, oh,
I saw this trailer a lot.
A lot. Oh, I'm already seeing things I want to discuss.
Don't make me come back out there. This is our town. It's a close-knit community.
Yes.
A
kind of we love each other.
Hi, Miss Jay.
Hey, how are you girls? And we're always there for each other.
Nice sermon, Pastor.
What do you guys have on for the rest of the day?
Well, John has a basketball game.
Yeah, I've seen this guy hoop it up around here.
I remember
this. This kid is so lit.
That's not symbol to the silence of the punch.
And that's not the only slang he uses in that scene either. Like, they cut some.
Everything's cool. Everything's fine.
So far?
Fuck you!
Oh,
no!
Cindy!
He's been underwater for more than 15 minutes. It's gonna be a recovery, not a rescue. I got something.
I got something?
I got, like, what else could it be?
Nothing more with
he said I'm leaving here with something.
I got something that's shaped like a kid.
Some kid-shaped form under the ice.
It's heavy like a kid, too.
I just want to get to when they start playing Oceans by Hillsong.
Mm-hmm. A 14-year-old St. Charles boy who spent 15 minutes trapped underwater is continuing to fight for his life.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. I need you to be the best for John.
Look, I'm going to love Anyway, okay, we don't need to watch the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
But don't we?
Breakthrough.
I'm so irony poisoned that I forgot. Oh, yeah, people used to say he's fighting for his life to mean he's fighting for his life. Not as in just
poor guy's
fighting for his life over
there.
Like,
yeah.
Like, bless his heart, basically.
Fighting for his life in the comas.
Yeah. Just like screaming, crying, throwing up means nothing to me anymore.
More medical terms, I got co-opted.
If I knew ever texted me to let me know they were actually screaming, crying, and throwing up, I would not have the right level of concern.
It'd be like, same.
I need more specificity. Yeah, like we all are. It's 2024. Yeah. What do you want from me?
Not news.
We are, of course, talking about...
Pace, whatever.
Caroline, this is the first one we've talked about, I think, since Chariots of Fire, but we're talking about an Academy Award nominated
film. Yes!
That's right.
I didn't know that until...
I didn't know that until I was looking at the Letterboxd reviews, and I was like, what are people saying? There's a lot of positive comments, and then a lot of like, I had to watch this because I'm an Oscars completist.
That is right.
It's the song, right?
It's a song called I'm Standing With You, which it's like, well...
Should
have been swimming with him.
Yeah, I feel like usually the titles for these songs are more on the nose. Like, I was expecting it to be like In Too Deep or something.
Yeah.
And it's sung by Chrissy Metz.
Yeah.
And written by Oscar Susan Lucci herself, Diane Warren, who's been nominated like 900 times and never won once.
Oh my gosh.
Don't want to miss a thing, of course.
I didn't know Chrissy Metz was a voice.
Oh, yeah. She was a voice, I think, before she was an actor, too.
Oh, okay.
Watch a few interviews with her. She was a talent agent before This Is Us, and she was working in an agency doing that whole thing. She also has put out a children's book that is very Christian as of last year.
Do you know what it's called?
It's called
Ice Mom.
What Happens, God? It's called Ice Mom.
She's like, my brand is ice now. She's all like, right. This seems to this be ice working for me.
Was gangbusters.
I'm gonna corner the market on ice related God content. Cold.
There's not a lot.
Where does God go when it's cold outside?
Of like a unforgiving God. Right. A literally cold just God. Like,
how to pray in Alaska.
Oh my God.
The book is called When I Talk to God, I Talk About You. Which is cute. Wow. From bears to otters to rabbits and raccoons, these animals describe the many things they pray to God for as their little ones grow right before their eyes, with stunning illustrations to touching out to the unconditional love and perfect book to help introduce little ones to prayer.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Caroline, maybe
put on my registry.
Yeah. On the baby registry.
I thought I also read that she got a record deal based off this song, and I did not look into whether that was productive.
Well,
I feel like nothing ever came of it.
In the heck.
She does have an album called Prayed for This Day that looks like a tie-in to the book.
Is there any snow or ice on it?
Okay, let's see. When I Talk to God, Prayed for This Day, Watching Over You, Learning to Be Brave, Friends.
Okay.
So this is the kind of rock I'm talking about. This was not nominated for an Academy Award.
Wow. She has a Christmas out single.
She sure.
There we go. Well, of course she does. This is Christmas time is when the snow comes. Yeah. And
Christmas calling me home.
Wow.
Especially at Christmas.
And then nearly 3 million streams of her singing Landslide for This Is Us.
Oh.
Go Christy.
Okay, that tracks. Okay.
One of the most... I sail through the changing.
All right. Heard enough, I guess.
No disrespect to Chrissy.
That's enough. Yeah. I know that she can handle the seasons of
her life. Shout out to Glee doing a cover of the Dixie Chicks cover of Landslide, which after that aired, I was like, wow, good Dixie Chicks song.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know.
Mm.
Didn't know until much later.
Well, happens to us all.
Breakthrough film. 2019 film. Of course, it's based on a true story. The true story of a St. Louis teenager named Smith?
Can you believe that?
Who slipped through an icy lake in January 2015, was underwater for 15 minutes before resuscitation, and although being rescued, he's in a coma, and the family must rely on faith to get through the whole ordeal. Now, this is such a funny A-B comparison to the movie that we almost ran into you at, or we didn't because of pregnancy blindness. You were at the American, or you were at that movie theater to watch Ordinary Angels.
That's right.
While we were watching Madame Web, which
another
is the
true
movie.
Miracle story.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a Hilary Swank
joint
movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Swank joint for sure. If you like Boys Don't Cry, you're
got
gonna
it.
Love
it's a swanky one.
Yeah.
It's about a little girl who needs a liver transplant.
Okay.
And the town works together.
So she didn't do anything wrong in
airlift
this one.
And then,
and the one we watched, the boy was playing on ice,
right.
Which he shouldn't have.
She wasn't old enough to know better.
The girl didn't fuck around and find out, and then she got a shitty liver.
Yes.
She was just born
exactly.
With it.
And she wasn't texting while doing
it. Yeah, a crucial difference already.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. These kids on their phones. Ooh, let me tweet.
They think everything's on the screen.
Yeah.
They don't even know.
Yeah.
They didn't even know they're standing on ice. They're looking at their screen too hard.
Less screen time, more queen time.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
There's so many things that I really enjoyed about this movie.
I was just going to compare it to the last one where it was almost very faith light. They don't talk about Jesus at all in this last movie that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
There's church and community, and there's a pastor at some point, and they go there, and there's a little faith and reconciliation. This is like the whole animating force of this movie is literally the Holy Spirit did this. Literally, Jesus means this. There's literally...
And they reiterate multiple times, like, there's no reason this happened except God.
And
like,
the pastor is everywhere.
Yeah, he is.
And and quite forward.
Yeah. Like, you don't cast Topher Grace and not use him. You know, he's a talent.
Yeah. According to this movie, the villain of this movie is Topher Grace's haircut.
I believe so. Well, okay, because that's a runner in the movie, yeah. Is Chrissy
Metz's
character.
It's like the thing
character.
That they try she and, like, him. Introduce a little bit of, like, a friendly, fun dynamic between her and the pastors. Like, they...
Sort of will they or won't they, to my eyes.
Sure. But yeah, it's like one of the few, they don't do a lot of like comedy or jokey moments. So it's very jarring when they do have like a little bit that's mm-hmm. like a runner. So that stood out to me that they kept kind of winking at like, your haircut, pastor.
Yeah.
And then they did show the real pastor at the end.
His this haircut, is what I was going to say.
His haircut was so bad. They couldn't actually put it on
Never
screen.
Ever
even though
do to me what they did to that
yeah.
pastor
yeah.
and do a side by side portrait. Recreation with a much hotter movie star in the same shirt, and I look like ass.
That, but it was crazy because they made me feel insane for being like, what is the deal with the haircut?
Because like,
Topher Grace
normal.
Looked fine, but then they showed the picture, and I was like, woo. Okay.
This I was like,
I understand it all.
Homicide right there. It's like, God
that's what
damn.
It looks like.
Shirt too, which is so mean.
So rude.
I was like, you didn't have to do that.
This is a tried and true staple of most movies based on true stories.
We'll
is like, this is about
yeah.
real people. And look, here's the real people.
Yeah.
But this is the first one I've seen, at least in a while, where they're doing recreations of the picture.
Yes, I've never seen that.
Where
yes.
it's like, they're trying to do a meme.
I guess with like a historical figure, I feel like often I'll see a side by side where they did an iconic photo.
Right.
With
yeah,
but I've never seen with like with an average person who just lived in a town.
Like
they
the friend group photo.
Yes,
yeah, like this
it's like
is,
a photo that they posted on Facebook.
It's bizarre. It's and, John Smith with two of his friends. And
yes. They just did a side by side of like
great casting
a random yearbook
girls,
photo
though.
As if they did that a lot in this movie where it was like as if it's something we all know about, like they would show the date a few times.
Yeah.
And I get it on, I think the accident happened on like MLK Day. But they did another one where it was like Tuesday, January 15th. And then nothing happened on that day. And I was like,
like,
why did
you
tell me
that
it was that day?
I understand the necessity of like, okay, it's been 24 hours after the accident.
But this was before the accident.
Right. But then to put like
just a random
St. Patrick's Day is 14 days away from this day or MLK Day.
It was so wild.
That was interesting. And we referred to sort of the thrust of the movie is that the kid falls in the ice.
Yes.
And a faith-based film loves nothing more than a sick little kid.
Yeah.
Or a dead little kid.
Someone struggling
a cynical
for...
doctor.
Yeah.
Yes.
The doctors
or
have
a
to
cynical
be fucking
rescue.
Relentlessly determined to kill this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, his vitals look good, but he's dying.
There's absolutely no way a massive outpour of prayer could save this boy's life.
Yeah. Don't
me,
even
the atheist
try it.
Doctor would never believe it if I saw it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if it went viral somehow, yeah. it could.
Maybe if he Evan Hansen.
I'm sorry, we're also cutting to the end because they show the quote from the doctor, and it's literally like the worst plot summary on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's patient died, mother prayed, patient came back to life. That's what the doctor
what they
put
show
down.
That in text on the end of the movie, like, oh, even the doctor said it was true, but with zero emotion or care. Right?
Yeah.
Kent Sutterer.
It was like, he was at the end of like a long press cycle or of people bothering him about this movie. And they're like, wait, just in your own words. In your words, what happened?
What
he's
happened?
Like, he like rolled down his window at the like place that they stopped him. And he just said that and was
can't
like,
can't be bothered.
A little haiku.
Done.
Well, I guess they show that moment in it, right? Because he comes home. He's like, I just want to write this down. And they show him typing it out for his like class or
blog.
His journal.
That's
or his notes
right.
or his blog. He was on live journal. He was leaving his own letterbox in haiku form. So it's pretty much this faithful mother against the world.
Yeah.
Against her own husband who's like, our kid's so fucked up, I can't look at him.
Yes.
When he's like this.
Husband was the ultimate puss.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe it.
Josh Lucas is Brian Smith. So the other part of it, too, is that Chrissy Metz and Josh Lucas are playing the real-life people who are adoptive parents.
Yes.
They are white parents, and their
they named
son,
their son John
that's
Smith.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, to adopt someone and then name them John Smith is sort of a cruel joke.
There's, I think his family was from Guatemala. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know why. I was like, I Googled that. That's the first time I was like, I have to do some fact checking.
I assumed it was going to kill him.
I assumed it must have been like names changed to protect identity. No, oh. His name was just John Smith.
That's what was so funny. So there's already some interesting things going on that we've certainly talked about before about white, say, like how ingrained the
Christian adoption
complex. Industrial complex of seriously. Like white parents mm-hmm. Adopting kids of color and then what they decide to do with them or how to raise them, etc. What was interesting is like I did not... there's two inventions in the movie. I mean, there's more than two, but two big ones in terms of conflict that seem not to be evident in the real life
story.
One is that the pastor and the mom never fought about anything. There was no conflict there.
They were totally aligned.
Evidently.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that they describe their kid as like, no, he was a good kid. We didn't really have tension. And maybe they're like, you know, whitewashing it or sanitizing it.
There was a third invention, which is that the first responder guy who drags him up out of the water.
Mike Coulter,
was
Tommy
like
Shine.
Agnostic, like has no faith and then heard a voice telling him to like dig deeper.
Yes.
So find the kid in the water and then kind of becomes a believer.
Experienced a miracle without even knowing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He says, keep going or go back. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's also proof that this was a miracle and it was God intervening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because why would this atheist asshole?
Exactly.
There's no way.
It was all there.
Anything happened to him that was mm-hmm. supernatural. And then he believes it, you know?
So they set these tensions. Kid plays on the ice. Kids falls through the ice.
Well, first of all, we have to give so much that happens pre-ice.
Yeah, what do you mean? We have to like set the scene because the scene they
set a plot summary on.
I think more than anything, they want us to know that this kid loves basketball.
He loves,
and it made me laugh from minute one because he wakes up like in his bed with the most like basketball like.
Heavy room you've ever seen
but
in
it's
your
not,
life.
I was obsessed with the complete lack of like team branding. He seems to just be a fan of the literal ball.
Yeah.
Because it's just, he had basketballs on
all
his pillowcase.
The biggest players
he
from
had
all time.
Basketballs on his like bath mat. But there's posters on the wall of just like a flaming basketball. I do not think this kid likes this sport, basketball. I think he's a fan of the ball.
I like the shape.
And I am obsessed with that idea.
He knows Michael Jordan.
That's true. He does know players, but it seems like he only became aware of that via his obsession with the ball of the basketball.
I'm curious about the IRL John Smith's fandom of Steph Curry.
Yeah, that...
If it existed before or after the movie, because Steph Curry is an executive producer of the movie.
Oh,
for
are you
some
serious?
Reason, he's so this. There's
wait,
this.
Huh?
Yeah, there's a scene where they're like asking him in a coma to be squeeze my
it's
hand.
It's like the
if
proof
Steph
that
Curry's
they have
the
that
greatest
he's
player.
Still in there.
Yes,
they're like
they're asking him like
basketball.
Don't they show his poster a bunch too? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I guess he does have that player, but he also
Curry's got the branding
pictures of basketballs. And then I did see later in the movie there was one smaller picture in the back of a baseball. There's one poster for baseball, and I was like, what happened there?
Interesting.
When did baseball lose
the
fight?
They ran out of basketball merch.
When did baseball lose the war?
Well, the other big thing that they set the table with John Smith is that he is acting out.
Yes.
Because he's adopted, and he's upset about
it. He's mad about being adopted. Yeah, his parents gave him a hug.
But
the movie felt a little bit afraid to really make him act out, though, because he just was like,
he didn't do his homework, Julie.
But then he did.
Yeah, but there was that 10 minutes where he didn't do his homework.
I was like, I was expecting that part to come after, you know, the drowning and everything, but he refused to do his family tree report because, you know, internal conflict about where he's from and how he got here. But then he does it. Like 5 to 10 minutes later, he like kind of does it. And then he goes under. And I was like, oh, okay.
They weren't even playing hooky the day they went on the ice.
No.
They were just being three wholesome boys getting yelled at by the diner owner.
Yeah, the diner that overlooks the ice patch.
Yeah, they took a photo, I guess, right beforehand of like, let's get us three boys.
Yeah,
you know,
they were excited
because
they're all basketball boys.
these guys, we love the ball.
Yeah, they're three fans of the ball.
What if they have? What if they took the photo as they were falling in the ice and that
captured
it?
That would be tight. Well, that was kind of the most devastating for me. Was like, can you imagine not only just falling in the ice, but with your phone and that phone's gone?
Oh, Caroline, I didn't.
iPhones have crazy like they can be underwater for a long time.
There's another hospital room with the phone in a bowl of rice, like beep,
yeah,
beep.
It's just an app. That would be so funny if it was sponsored by like smartphones or something and they randomly kept mentioning like, yeah, he was under the water for 15 minutes and so was his phone and the phone was
3 hours.
Yeah. The phone was unscathed.
The doctor's like, I've never seen anything like this. Yeah. This phone screen isn't even cracked.
It's not possible.
Yeah. I made a call on it. It was still as it came out of the water.
Battery.
Yeah.
So unbelievable stuff. And it is them sowing and them reaping. I think we can all agree that the boys fell through the ice.
They were warned a few times.
So many times.
Well, the other thing too is like they should have all been fine because they were all like conscious. And it wasn't the kind of fall through where they were like, you know, trapped like feet away from
like
the hole
crack
where they fell through
spread
or whatever.
Once they fell and they were kind of surrounded by water.
But the other kid hit him in the head and knocked him unconscious.
Yeah. On accident.
Unforced error.
Yeah, they were all three trying to scramble up and without breaking the ice further. And then he kind of tried to help push his friend up. And doing so, he had to be sort of near his feet and he got kicked in the head.
Absolutely.
So he went down.
But also before all this happens, we get to spend a lot of time at the Smiths church. Yeah. And kind of get to...
I was gonna say a lot of time. There's actually probably
a lot of time.
This is another theme in this movie is that we saw this entire song.
Oh yeah. Well, when you have literally Phil Wickham and Lecrae in your movie, you gotta use them.
Yeah.
That made me laugh
and
so
still,
hard.
Still like couldn't fill the pews of the church.
Yeah.
Well, I think
that
they're
church
playing.
Is empty.
They're not playing themselves in the movie.
But I'm like, they couldn't even just for the day like get enough extra.
Yeah,
it's like look at the major gaps in the pews when you have that.
There were
10 people there.
We sat
it's so
through.
Funny.
At first, I feel like they tried to have shots during the song, like continuing story points, like having her like kind of roll her eyes at the pastor or whatever, but they gave up after a while and then we were just watching the song
and similarly
we watched the entire Pledge of Allegiance also earlier and I was like there was a couple doctor-y scenes too that it was like they were doing every step they were saying out loud what was going on and it was like no scene is happening. We're just very accurately following, I guess.
No viewer can accuse them of not being medically accurate. Yeah,
it's called slow TV, Julie. Yeah. Ever heard of it? It's a Norwegian art form.
I'm like basically Gen Z, so
I don't want to blow this up too much, but there is a funny thread in this movie of one Chrissy Metz shaking her head like that.
Yeah,
that busted me up when Lecrae is like rapping and she's like, I don't like this. So there's that. There's also, I don't know what this means one way or the other. I think it's fine. But the first responder who saved John in real life was not black. He was white. He's white.
He's white?
He's white.
Yeah.
In real life. And then the other thing, which I found, and this is a blink and you'll miss it thing, but given the nature of when this was made, and maybe people can fact check me on some of these dates, but there is on the TV, they're showing... Do you remember this?
No, but I'm excited.
It's really blinking, you'll miss it, but maybe I'm getting a little like conspiracy brain about it. They show, you know, the reporter reporting the story outside the hospital and like John's still in a coma, but we're playing blah, blah, blah. And then they switch the TV to another channel and it's like protesters are gathering click. And I'm like, is this a snipe at BLM stuff? Which would have been late 2014, early 2015.
I was going to say, because I was like 2020.
Like
2020 like a lot of that also.
No, but as far as
before.
The,
at the time of the incident.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So it's something I saw. I was like, wait, why are they why would they make protesters are click? Like, it was just odd. Like, and this might be Galaxy Brain.
The director's cut, they just show the whole news segment.
Yeah, that's the one time minutes. They didn't show us everything in excruciating detail.
Yeah, the rap was painful to Chrissy's ears.
Yeah, she said the rap was a bit much
or
something.
I was like, I love that a bit much. It's yeah, Lecrae. I
was like, what is that name?
Also, it was really good. I was like,
that was the best part.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It would have been cool to see that in my lifetime at any church I had gone to. And then it also, she hates it when the pastor's like, who's addicted to
the bachelor?
Oh, my God.
That
and gets them to admit it.
I couldn't.
Okay, that was a long stand-up.
I bet that means that your husband
when
Bob.
He got hey,
where are you
that,
from?
Bob, I get
he
it.
Gets into Bachelor in Paradise.
I was so it, right? seated. I was buckling my seatbelt. I was like, "Let's go. Whatever you're about to do, let's go."
Yeah. And you thought it was going to be this ideological, like, you don't need the, all this newfangled pop culture stuff to sell yeah. faith to the kid. You can just. But it's mostly just she's pissed and doesn't like him.
Yeah, she's a stick in the mud, and then it'll, he's also like. This is how I get your kids involved. And he's right because John Smith loves the rap.
He's right.
And mm-hmm. he loves the jokes.
He loves The Bachelor.
And they're the good thing. Friends.
He made a great point. I will say the pastor made an excellent point when he like called out someone in the audience. And he's like, I know that you watch Bachelor in Paradise. There's no way you watch Bachelor in Paradise and not Bachelor. Exactly. And the person was like, yeah,
that's true. Like,
that's true.
That's how you get him. But there's this weird push pull in their relationship. Again, that's fictionalized from real life. Where once he goes under, pastor shows up at the hospital that they end up at, and he inserts himself into the narrative in a way that no pastor I think I've ever met would do of like...
See, I didn't know. I'm like, is this... What's going on here?
I'm sure there's like obnoxious people that do this, but it is not standard protocol for someone to say, well, I'm his pastor and I should be here to the mother of the son who's in a coma of like, hey, like... Hierarchy is hierarchy. Like you would be sensitive.
Yeah, like you have some kind of claim to him as just the pastor. Like I imagine they would be like, I'm a pastor, so I'm going to try to support if you want me here.
But it's like,
but I'm not like going to insist I stay.
I'm not taking no for a pastor answer.
That part cracked me up so much too, because like her son is, you know, he just hit the ice. He's in the hospital bed. Like we're still even just figuring
things
out what's
bad.
Happening
things
with
were
John.
Bad. Yeah.
And the pastor comes and sits down to her, and they have like kind of a funny interchange where she finds time to be a total bitch. She's like rolling her eyes, like, oh my God, like this guy.
I'm
like,
that would not, that emotion
dying.
Wouldn't be on the table for me at that point.
Exactly.
There's no room for that.
I would just be either weeping or like, get the fuck out of my
face meanwhile,
right now, you know?
There's the doctor's like trying to bring him back to life. And I believe he's, I don't remember his name, but he goes like, think, George, think. Like,
that's right.
If a doctor really, like, ever says that over your body, it's
oh
not,
yeah, in the first hospital.
Good.
Well, and this
you
is
better
not
pray
good.
For a mother who's
think
got a
first name
line.
Of doctor. Holy think spirit. Is a bad phrase to hear from a doctor.
Oh boy. Do the sternum. No, elbow. Which one is it?
Don't Google it. You got it right here. It's right here.
Don't use Google. Get off your phone. You don't need to be on
if
your
you're
phone.
You're on your phone too much.
Yeah. Hey, we have a phone to save in the next room that we're going to revive to. And so the whole thing that this is all built around is she cries out to God.
Yes.
And she prays
over her son. They basically bring
her
in because they're about to call time of death and they just want her to be there and say her goodbyes before they call
Which
it.
Which this actually being the case, I'm like, 15 minutes in icy water?
That is crazy.
It's crazy.
Is insane. It's extraordinary.
I did. I was like immediately after hearing, because I didn't know the details. I just knew presumably went underwater. Mm-hmm. It was a close shave and he makes it. I did not know it was 15 minutes. And I was like, knowing that you can survive 15 minutes underwater makes me feel too cocky.
I should know that. I'm going to try some stuff I shouldn't.
Yeah, I can hold my breath human for body, a long time.
I thought the human body was way more fragile than that. But then again, everything else said in the movie and said everywhere else that I read was like, no, this it, really was crazy.
Really, really
no
died.
One's ever lived from that. So I was like, okay, we're back.
Yeah,
because
you run out of oxygen, like you're done. Yeah. You know, you don't get like an extra 10 or so.
Yeah,
to
they were even like
stay online.
The few factors that were helpful to him in this case, one being that the water was very cold, which helped slow down a lot of like and just preserve body functions.
Yeah, true.
It wasn't even that helpful because you want them to be even younger and smaller in that case. Like if usually at his age, even that doesn't help. And I was like, what?
How did maybe this it was all the basketball he did.
Yeah, he was healthy. He was
it was
fit.
The hooping that saved him.
Yeah.
His body was trained for this.
The hooping. Anyway.
So then it sets
so
up.
She comes in. Yeah.
Yeah. This is, and the rest of the movie is basically Chrissy Metz has the steadfast, no, he's going to be okay.
Right. Because she came in there.
God.
Karen
and sort of prayed out loud.
Literally. And I guess if I was like, you're going to be alive again. And it kind of happened. I'd be like, well, I guess there's no reason to not believe.
My expectations would be blown out of the water. Right? And also if all the doctors are like, by all accounts, it doesn't make any sense. Like, except for that you prayed, I'd be like, well, I guess I'm going to keep
and
doing
I'm
that.
And I'm in charge of this hospital now.
Yeah. No, well,
she's the MD.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
After he wakes back up, they transfer him to the foremost drowning expert.
Yeah. To President Palmer is his name, who became a doctor.
That was
Dennis
cool.
Haysbert. Allstate.
Yes.
And he was in good
hands.
He was
in good hands. I was waiting. I was like, please say it.
He's with you.
He's luckily in good hands.
The preeminent drowning doctor.
Yeah. I'm like, when they said that out loud,
a doctor
I was like,
of like a lot of dead people then?
Yeah. Like, I was like, that is a mood killer at a dinner. Like, that's... Because that's probably a very he's got educated, like, well-studied friends, and they're having these dinners, and they're like, what's your thing? And he's like, I'm the preeminent drowning expert in the area.
They're like, so is it usually the drowning that does it?
He's like, yeah.
So what
the reason it's easy
do?
To be a drowning expert is because it's a pretty simple thing.
Similar story.
Mostly
usually.
You go in the water and that you don't come up.
The charts write themselves. Another drowning. Yeah.
I mostly but just write.
I'm the guy.
Yeah, it's my signature.
To make sure. I just maybe there's more to drown.
Yeah.
Than this.
I just confirmed that a drowning has happened.
Like the cancer expert, but anyway, the treatments for drowning. Apparently, they need to incorporate this. Have the kid's mom come and like yell at the Holy Spirit, and that might work.
Yeah, it could.
And then have her continue to make a lot of big swings medically as well.
She got. Speaking of getting cocky,
I was like,
she got cocky.
Yeah, so she. Honestly, she should go train to be a doctor and start studying because she was like, she was freestyling and improvising and creating all these new pathways
like
forward for anyone in a coma.
She says, like, stop intubating him, get him off life support.
Before that, she's doing the hand squeeze game.
Oh, yeah.
With basketball.
Basketball. Yeah, Steph Curry.
Do you like the shape of the basketball? Squeeze.
See, yeah, I think they would have.
Do you like the color orange? Squeeze.
That's what I'm saying. They were off. Like, they didn't understand him because he was squeezing back a little bit when they're asking about stats. But if they, then it sort of went away and the doctors were like, I don't know. I don't believe you. I don't believe that he was squeezing your hand. If they had asked him about the ball.
The ball itself.
He would have been up and at him. I was like, is there.
Because what is ball, guys? Ball.
Ball.
Life.
Oh,
life.
My God.
Yeah. I don't. Do you guys know what you would fight through a coma to like squeeze someone's hand? About like I'm trying to
Kevin squeeze my hand if Bruce has more or less than 5 Grammys.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
Either way,
more
you have to be so it just has to activate you.
That would be mine.
This is a true thing that I heard. I'm gonna like butcher this. I've raised my finger like I have a good back and then I'm like immediately not confident
she's
about it.
It's a true thing. Your finger's withering. It's limp.
But the sense of hearing is like one of the last to go of your senses. And so it could be true.
Fascinating.
When you're dying and like everything else seems dead, you can still hear.
As long as it's not
that's a comfort.
And while you're in coma, you can also hear. And that's why they say like talk to them a
that's
lot.
That's one of those things that
through.
Is either true or is really comforting to think. So it became true over time. Everyone's
But no,
I want to think that that's true.
There's
so
evidence to it. Yeah. It's a true thing. One of your first senses too.
But yeah, so that's all they'd have to do is ask you about
LeBron. Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce for me. I guess Rihanna for Caroline. What would you squeeze for?
Yeah, I think Rihanna. So
what would they
here's other innovations
I'm
she
think
comes
something
with.
That would just bring
she
me.
Tells the doctors, she thinks, the doctors think this kid is not a fighter. And she has to constantly correct them or remind them. Here's
fuck
something
you
don't know about John. This kid, he'll fight for his life forever.
And they're like, that's
unlike most kids.
They're like, usually other patients don't want it.
Yeah, but John
they don't
wants
want it.
It
enough.
John wants it. Wait, I remember also. This is one of the lines that I can't stop thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
Is when the pastor is comforting Chrissy, his mom, Joyce. Is her name.
Joyce, thank
you. I literally could never have told you what her name was.
I don't know why, but it's there. So pastor is talking to Joyce and he says, kids like John, they just need a little more cowbell.
I forgot that that was said.
And her response.
And I thought, actually, you know what? The reason that I didn't remember it is because I assumed that I must have misheard.
I thought the same thing, and I rewound
it. But I didn't have the energy
like,
to back up.
There's no
so
way
I was
I
like,
heard that.
I'm sure I misheard that, but I sort of chuckled to myself.
It
like, what
wasn't
a funny
a joke
thing that I thought.
Either, you guys. It was, yeah, yeah.
It was,
genuinely
it was
comforting.
It was an analogy yeah. that was meant to bring comfort.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, which was kind of awesome.
It wasn't like, oh, cringe pastor moment.
Cringe pastor loves popular culture. And I have to imagine yeah. that the real life guy with the the hair being what it is was in a theater being like, I would have said that. Or I did say that.
I'm trying to still try to, I feel like mine would have to be Broadway related, like some sort of question
yeah,
about.
Totally. Like, it would be Broadway.
Squeeze my hand if.
Did Wicked open in 2003 yeah. or 2004?
Who has the definitive vocal riff options in No Good Deed? Is it Stephanie J. Block? This is a long list, so just squeeze one here.
Cynthia Erivo.
Is it Cynthia Erivo?
Oh, no.
And the to-be-released movie? Is it...
It's so funny.
Et cetera, et cetera. Or, yeah, it'd be something like that, something real specific. Did Alice
squeeze.
Ripley get off the rhythm in her 2009 Tony
squeezing.
Award performance?
Oh, I need to talk to you offline
normal.
About Alice Ripley and whatever's going on with her.
Oh my God, I met her once.
I saw her live once, but I haven't met her.
I'm married to her.
Okay, Caroline's right. married to Alice Ripley.
Okay.
Julie, something that happens in this stage of pregnancy is that
you
your husband turns into Alice Ripley.
I also don't know if you know that that's not a good thing to admit to.
Oh, okay.
You well. Basically just said, I'm married to Roman Polanski and Woody Allen.
Crap.
All oh,
man.
I don't know.
Know. I don't know about the
yeah,
community.
No. We'll talk.
And O.J.
We'll
trying
Simpson.
To relate.
and
O.J. Simpson.
And honestly,
oh, man.
Mussolini.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. But yeah, Broadway or I don't know what else. There's definitely more stuff that would bring me back. But
well,
I
let me tell you what else would bring you back, Julie.
Wow.
If they ripped the intubation tube out of your throat.
Yeah, apparently.
This is awesome.
Stuck you that, with I, Narcan. I were like, let's see what happens.
I will say this movie made me question whether I know anything about medicine.
I think the entire like, medical staff was
just
like,
because it works.
At a certain orders. Point, yeah, they yeah. were like, what do we do now? And she's like, well, I guess you could wake him up out of the coma. And I was like, I thought the whole point of a coma was they
will kill you him if you
yeah.
wake. Well, they were saying like, we can't. We have. There's nothing else we can do. The medication we're using to induce the coma
is
what's
now,
causing
yeah.
the problem. And she, and I guess
yeah,
this
so
is like truly the
sense.
Only call a parent could make yeah. is like, okay, well, why don't we just take him off and see what happens?
Yeah.
Because what you're telling me is he's going to die
yes.
either way.
So they're like,
let's try a fresh
every
take.
Science says that if we wake him up, his body won't be able to fight all the things
she's
shutting
like,
down.
But you don't know John.
You don't know John.
John loves
I'm going to go
his
get
pastor,
his Jordan.
His phone and the ball.
And John loves going viral.
John loves going viral. And he
goes
viral. Oh, man. Does he go viral?
There's a mob of children that includes every person who's ever met him outside. And not only do they sing Oceans by Hillsong United, mm-hmm. but they do, and I've never been a part of a candlelight vigil for
yeah.
a boy who's fallen through the ice
right.
and is in a coma.
Neither have I.
But they do start dancing around.
They do start dancing
they're
around.
They also know every lyric. They also know when to back off when the soloist is doing
yes.
her part. And they also have a backing band somewhere.
It felt practiced.
We don't see.
Yeah. I was watching that thinking like, if I didn't know this kid, I feel like I would come out just for the opportunity to sing in a group and like hold a candle.
Hey, choirs are fun.
That's
that
fun.
Could be your third location.
John yeah. starts crying when
like,
they do that.
They're kind of like, how do you know him? And I'm like, I just like music.
Yeah.
But in real life, he said, I was crying because that song fucking sucks. And I,
yeah.
I didn't want that to be the last song I ever.
He's like, I wish it was like Sail.
It could stop. Yeah, Sail.
I think
or
what
Space
year,
Jam or 20, any jock jam,
when
really.
Did this actual event happened 20
everybody get up it's time to slam out. 2015
Ooh.
Was when it happened so then he comes back
out.
To life and this was to me the most surprising part of the movie is that they do wrestle with the sort of inherent exceptionalism like in it's a
yes,
it's a teeny tiny wrestle but they talk
but
about
teacher.
It a little bit. And there's this scene. Wait, I just want to play part
Please.
Of this because
this made me go.
We'll state the fact too. It's like in a lot of these movies, it's like, yeah, prayer saved this kid.
Mm-hmm.
God is good. If you pray, your baby
yeah.
will live. For so many people, that is not their story at all.
Yeah.
No. Right? Okay.
So why is it different? And this, it's addressing in some fashion head on the idea of like, why are you special? Like, why are you the fight? Like, why would it make sense that?
Yeah.
God would spare your life.
I know I have a lot to catch up on.
Oh, he talks to his
crazy.
Teacher.
He's just leaving class, and his teacher is just like
Glad
out of
back.
Pocket.
Thank you.
Everyone's happy.
Hey,
he's
John.
Back. Uh-oh.
She has a question for him.
I was wondering,
You're the right person to ask.
Why do you think God chooses to save some and not others?
Ma'am, I'm 16. I don't know.
And I almost just died.
It's just...
I don't have my phone back yet.
I lost my husband 2 years ago.
He's like, whoa.
He had an aneurysm and died in his sleep.
She is acting. I'll give her that.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Joker smile.
I would do that if my husband died in my sleep.
He's like, this is the first time I've conceived of another adult as a full human being.
This is really shattering my world right now.
I just found out, like, people die.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. Clearly, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, girl.
Why don't you go and catch up with the
rest of
your friends?
The score for May December.
Some nachos? Psychotic.
That is so crazy.
So mean to do.
This so crazy. Kid, that's like the day he got back.
Yeah, the day he got back. And
everyone's
like,
yay, you're alive. He's alive. It's crazy. And then his teacher's just like,
my husband died. Why not you? And then like this bully kid is like, hey, miracle boy.
Yeah, gonna try and walk on water again.
And I would be like, yeah, I am a miracle boy.
You are a miracle boy.
That make you feel small to call me a miracle or make you feel big to call me a miracle?
Yeah, and then there's like,
what are you doing?
A post-it note on his locker that's like, why did God let you live and like not my mom or something?
Or like my mom is dying right now.
I was like, geez. And did no one vet the notes?
If those post-its existed in real life, I would be surprised. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Yeah. He gets an onslaught.
But part of what's so interesting about this movie now is, as is the case with a lot of these, but definitely more so than maybe the last few that we've talked about, Caroline, is that the real life people were a huge part, and especially the young kid, John Smith, who's now 20 or whatever.
Like, yeah, he's still young.
Still a young man, but you know, I think technically an adult. They're a huge part of the press for this. So John's out there doing the circuit along with the young actor who's
playing him. I
didn't
look into any of this, so you can tell me what you found.
In the movie. Well, and as the postscript says at the end, he's in ministry now. So this is all sort of massaging. This feels
it's a pipeline.
you can imagine this is like, oh yeah, Pastor John, they made a movie about it. Like, this is all, this is sort of, we're seeing myth making in real time.
There's something to sell here.
I think so.
Yeah, there was.
And they're obviously claiming to the contrary of like, no, we didn't set out to do this. This was just to share the story and tell people of faith. Chrissy Metz seems to, in the like the constant game we play of like, okay, who's really a Christian in this?
Yeah.
It seems like Chrissy Metz does have like a lot of investment in Christian faith, given some of her. And she talked about how she brought some of her experiences with her mother having a stroke into her experiences with this. And she's like, yeah, it's very similar to the XYZ. I'm like, well, your mom didn't fall through ice.
Because <It's laughs> so
for 15 minutes, that'd be cuckoo. But yes, that's why it feels like quite tidy at the end. What are you thinking about?
Sorry. Just thinking of Chrissy Metz running into every hospital room and be like, pull the plug. Let's do it.
Oh, no,
let's
no, no,
wake
no, no,
him
no.
up. Let's see. I believe. No,
he just has the flu, ma'am. Yeah.
There's not even a big moment for her just like
he's
screaming
not
in prayer, like yelling at people in the middle of the setting, which, I mean, fair, but it would just crack me up.
Which I think the movie's trying to do a couple of things at the same time with it, which is, one, it's saying, isn't it amazing how this one woman's perseverance and faith, even despite lack of support from the doctors, her own husband, isn't it amazing that it does it? It also shows the sort of deleterious effects of her doing it, where it's like, she slips into a coma herself briefly. She has a diabetic coma.
Yeah, right.
And she...
Her husband threatens to get her committed.
Yeah, that was
so
nuts.
That she would take a break.
Yeah
that was
he's
bad.
Like, if you come back to this hospital, I will get you... like forcibly committed.
And to be clear, I'm gonna have you committed. No, I will not look at my son.
I will not you... go into that room.
Yeah. Crazy. Like, what
the fuck? So it is like exalting this sense of faith and what must have been somewhat true of the real life woman. At the same time showing, oh, this is actually too much. And this is, she was kind of like bulldogging everybody in this way that's
she
like
lost
not,
herself
not
a
gentle.
Little.
And maybe, yeah, maybe she lost herself a little bit. But she was right, so
she was
it was
right.
okay.
But yeah, ultimately,
and
John.
Then there's
up.
That big scene at the end where the pastor's like, "All right, stand up if you prayed for him at home."
Oh yeah. To be clear, stand Breakthrough up. Is a movie that ends with everybody clapping for cops. So that's kind of The cops who,
what
like,
did the cops do?
I know. I was like, huh? Because he was like the medical team, the first responders, the that.
People who prayed for him. And then the cops.
They were like people who prayed for him at home. People who prayed at school or at the hospital. I
stand up if you've ever even thought of shooting an unarmed
minority. I just
kind of
want to see one. Like,
the cops who didn't shoot John when they run through.
Yeah, that's
they're
why
like,
they were standing.
Hands up.
They're like we we are trigger happy.
Thank God his name is John. That's all we'll
John
say.
John Smith.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I did kind of want to see one person at the end, like kind of like sitting down to like some like stickler just being like,
yeah,
you didn't stay at the park and I technically prayed at the park and so I'm sitting down. Like, not that he didn't care about John, that just that he's like,
yeah,
you didn't say where I prayed for John.
You'd have to be so embarrassed. You'd like would stand up regardless. Just
I'm for sure lying and standing up.
I was gonna say, when are you standing up? Are you standing up after they say at home?
Pray to home. Because I thought about his name one time on the toilet.
Yeah, that was. I'm not gonna be the one sitting down.
Yeah, 100%.
His name on the toilet. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he crossed my mind. I thought, oh no.
Anything else to talk about with this banger soundtrack? Opens with Uptown Funk,
and then there's that Macklemore song.
Macklemore continues to remain paid by inspirational movies alone.
The trailers alone. Yeah,
I was gonna ask because he has these Jordans that he doesn't want to wear until like a special moment, right? Doesn't he bring him his shoes in the hospital?
And
yeah, I don't know. Is there a Jordans in your life? Something special that you're saving
for?
You know what it was for me? Mm-hmm. It was my Kermit the Frog cardigan that I wore to the Taylor Swift concert.
There you go.
That was mine. Because I didn't wear it at all until that moment.
But yeah, you just like, no, there's a time. I don't know if they even put the shoes on him in the hospital or if he just wore them later.
There's a lot of foot stuff in this movie. There actually is. And that is part of the narrative is like, and then the mom's talking about going to her son when he's like technically no pulse.
Yeah, and he's
and
like,
I took his feet, his cold feet.
All
and
that
I,
was
like,
exposed.
Massage them and rub them. And then, you know, so that thematically, I think, ties to the shoe stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm looking now. This is in, he puts these lists out at the end of the year. This is number one on Quentin Tarantino's top 10 movies
Quentin,
of 2019.
Don't
Quentin,
be doing that. We know what you're doing.
He's a child.
That's wrong. Nasty ass.
Nasty, not cool.
Did you see Quentin's coffee shop he opened up?
Yeah, coffee.
Coffee.
It's called coffee?
C-O-F-F-Y. Yeah, like Pam Coffee.
Pam Grier.
It looks crazy inside there.
Yeah. Well, it's right next to the Vista.
I know.
So it you can...
I almost don't want you to explain what you mean by it looks crazy in there, because right now it could be anything.
It looks crazy.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Just go look up the interior photos of that place. That it's just, wild.
What could that mean?
I don't know. It's just not what I expected.
Wow. I don't know what that means.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it in passing. Okay. Yeah.
Is it upside down? Is it all upside down?
In a way.
It's wild. Does a coffee come from a place you wouldn't expect? Is it like
no normal coffee things? Okay. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay.
Anything else to talk about with this movie?
Before I know, man.
We rate it and rank it.
I will say I wrote down I did like the effect of the hospital bed sinking under the water.
I thought
cool.
That was beautiful.
I thought that was really cool.
Real melancholia moment.
Yeah.
Okay. It comes back to the Twitter of it all. Melancholia wedding. A wedding in melancholia.
It was cool.
I got my heart sank during the drowning scene.
Yeah.
That was like just, I think even the suggestion of ice cold water.
Yeah.
And you
and
can't get
stuck.
Out of it. Yeah, well, and it took me back to one time I tripped in my backyard and fell into our pool, and it was really cold. And so it's kind of similar, but I remember that feeling of like, oh, you can't like breath.
Pants fell down.
Oh, no.
Whoa!
Oh, wait, my pants fell down.
That's a-
and that's how I tripped and fell into the pool.
Okay. Gotcha. Garfield slippers on.
No, they were
weighing
you
down like
they
anchors in the icy depths.
Yeah.
You have to take them off, Kevin, to
no,
swim up.
I won't. Oh my goodness.
They're soaked through. They're like cement cinder blocks on your feet.
So I think that resonated. It was triggering. It resonated with me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, I've never fallen into cold water like that. That would be awful. Mm-hmm.
No, I have not either. Well, I was.
Oh, I've my been God. Told, with oh, your my phone. God.
I've been told that. I don't remember it, so because it could just as easily be my sister, but one of us was like toddling around near a jacuzzi and we just went under and our dad had to we were so young, like we wouldn't have been able to swim at that time. And he like grabbed us, but I don't remember that. And it must've been so brief. I think he got to us right away. So
probably felt really good.
Probably felt awesome. Yeah. I didn't have time to process. And then I also one time fell in the gap between the train platform and the,
oh my gosh,
in Chicago. Like my
skinny legend.
But
yeah,
burying
the lead.
I know. I had like one leg went down and the other was still on the ground, and someone just again pulled me right back up before I even processed it. So those are the only two times I feel like I've ever, if it had lasted even a 0.5 seconds longer, I would have maybe been like, something bad happened, but it was not even long enough for me to be scared.
Hey, can we get a faith-based film about this? Train through or whatever.
Mind the gap, the Julie Greiner story.
Yeah, called 0.005 seconds, the Julie Greiner.
Grab that girl's leg.
But a lot can happen in those 0.005 seconds.
Yeah, and the whole, like, the setting, the scene at the beginning of that movie would be like, her legs are so skinny. They could just slide into any opening.
John, I'm scared about Julie's legs.
I don't want her to go off the college.
Stuck anywhere.
I'm just worried.
I'm scared about Julie's legs.
So,
you may slip in anywhere.
I can't.
The sewer grate.
I can't play too much of this, but I did find this very long interview between John and his mom, Joyce Smith, at Pastor David Crank's church. It's called Crank Ministries.
Okay. And his name is David Crank.
They're quite charismatic.
Oh, wow.
They're
prosper in your life, and it's to fulfill you. He came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So don't let your circumstance dictate your faith in God. Doesn't matter what man
says. He's got the
hair
too.
God has the final word.
This is a bizarre.
Crank it up.
You're in that royal palm. Come on now. I know Austin's probably like, man, I wish they would clap for me like that.
All right.
Okay, so talk to me for a minute.
Anyway, they were doing a lot of press.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll show. When? Let's see. Let's get a little bit
out
of
you.
Oh, gosh. It's a lot of the pastor talking. Jeez. A lot of mom talking.
He's just sitting there silently.
Mom's in the room. She's the only one in the room. Yeah. And she comes up to me and she's just starting to talk to me. I knew that I had fallen in the ice, but I didn't know to the extent of what had happened. I didn't know that I was dead for over an hour. I didn't know who knew I was there, so on and so on and so on. But I all I knew.
It is weird that someone can die for an hour.
An hour.
And he has literally no.
I remember, hey, it's me, John, I'm back.
It's
dial
so,
into that before.
The first time I ever heard about a story like that, I was like, well, that's, he didn't die. Like, that's not what the word die means to me.
But if your heart stops.
I know, like it does, it is the right phrase. It's like he
was
dead.
What is that?
But it's like, I just didn't know that could happen and then you can come back. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out people do that. You can die for a series of minutes.
Double check if someone died. Is it just movie style dying? Mm-hmm.
Caroline, when I die, even if it's like of old age when I'm 92, can you do what Chrissy Metz did?
Yeah,
in
I will.
This movie? Is bust into.
Wake him up!
Wake him up! Wake him up! Let his body fight.
Okay, now let's give it a roaster toast. Thumbs up is a holy toast. That means we send it to heaven, where there is no ice, according to Chrissy Metz's new book. Holy roast, we send it to hell. That's a thumbs down. Or if we're not sure, we can send it to the space between purgatory. Caroline, we'll start with you.
I'm going to do a holy roast only to warm him back up.
Aww.
Oh, that's actually really nice.
That's nice. Do you think if you were this kid, you'd be really afraid of being cold for the rest of your life?
That being cold would be triggering.
It's like his Batman like origin moved to Florida story.
Be like, I can never be cold again.
Now he's going to, or he it's
doesn't
a Batman
own a fridge.
Situation where he becomes an ice-based hero.
Ice.
Oh.
Moves to the north.
Or a lake place.
John, you've got a lot of
it he was the most afraid of.
Figure
you've got
skating,
a lot of Mr. Freeze figurines in your room now. I just like it.
I
like
the thing that scares me.
All right, roast from Caroline. We turn to Julie.
I think I'll send it to the space between because so much of this movie felt like kind of living in the space between sure with did. Those like long scenes where I'm sitting through the whole Pledge of Allegiance or the long song or like, I don't know. It's just like it wasn't good or bad, but it was sort of just like comforting, like in between that. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. My brain left soothed by the experience.
I was soothed and smoothed.
I will say for myself, I was laughing a lot, even watching it by myself.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah.
He said, the priest said like awesome sauce or something once.
It's totally lit.
That made me giggle.
Remember when the pastor said, well, your son's kind of mid. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Holy.
He was like, no cap.
Yeah. He said, your son is dead ass.
Oh, Lord.
Dead ass. I'll give it a roast too. I found a lot of this disgusting. I thought the sort of valorizing of the obnoxiousness of what she was doing, even though yes, it was kind of trying to balance
like it. Irresponsible, maybe.
I've known so many people like that.
Yeah.
I knew so many people like that in Texas. I've known so many people like that in my adult life where the virtue of stubbornness and particularly
yes, that's true.
Aligned in that way. It's just not the story of life, but I had a wonderful time watching it.
Okay. Yeah.
I had a blast. So do with that what you will.
Yeah.
It's not streaming anywhere, but you pay $3.99 and watch it yourself $3.99. If you want. Hey, that's not such a high price for the time of your life. Do you think they should do like a promo for it? Like Breakthrough on Ice, and it's like the characters from it.
Yeah, or like
it's like the doctors on ice, like we think, you know, and it's like a musical.
It'd be fun. You know what they should have done is like on all the Coke freestyle machines at the AMC theater, whenever you like pressed ice, like a little animation of John would come down.
Like when they do the tie-in like Ghostbuster car, exactly. They're like, here's a little kid to throw in your drink.
Here's John's flavor, and it's just like the ice
and
button.
They just give you a little like
character falls down.
A little like
that's
guy.
So fucking
like
funny.
A guy that floats guy. In your drink.
Just a little guy.
Once you get to
quick,
the
pray over him.
They give you a little dude, and then they give you a little hook. You can try and fish him out. That also, I was like, I don't know how.
I'm feeling something.
Drowning recovery works. They're just.
Yeah, that was crazy. They're floating mm-hmm. in the water and then just trying to hook like a claw machine.
I was like, huh. I didn't know that. I didn't know
be heavy.
That you could unplug people. Yeah. I didn't know epinephrine and Narcan were used in these situations.
So this is sort of an educational film. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, big time.
You know, Julie, on other shows, you might plug yourself or promote your projects. Mm-hmm. We're not here to do that. We're here to lift them up to the Lord, including maybe something in the secular culture. The last great thing secularly that you've watched, seen, read, listened to. And we'll start as usual with Caroline.
You can lift me up at Caroline's Farts. And we already talked about it before, but just in case you needed a reminder to go watch The Greatest Love Story Never Told, the J-Lo documentary about making her musical art.
She's an artist.
Yeah. Excellent viewing. Any lover of pop culture will be so blessed to see Bennifer do their thing live, raw, uncut for our entertainment.
I wish.
And Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda sneaking in.
Yep.
So many zingers on J-Lo. Like she she cuts her down so many times. It's incredible. Anyway.
She's a real one.
Worth the ticket alone.
Okay. Thank you, Caroline. We turn it to Julie.
I'm torn now between This Is Me Now, the
Pisses P.L.
The movie accompanying that documentary, which I did watch and had a great time because it's pretty short and starts in a location called the Heart Factory where they're low on pedals. things are not going well. I had a great time with that, but also we saw Madam Web together and I had a really great time watching that as well. So
it's
sort of
Holler.
Between these two camp experiences. But man, I really...
Or you can lift up Zone of Interest or whatever.
Ah, that's okay. Ooh, Zone of Interest, a punishing watch. But those two...
What's your favorite line from Madam Web?
You did it.
I hope...
You did it.
It was either... I hope those spiders were worth it.
Mom.
Or, but I don't have a rare neurological disorder.
No.
Julie, we are two of a kind.
Yeah.
That way.
Or just that whole scene where that the villain sort of has this woman with him. They're like in bed and it's supposed to be sultry and he wakes up next to her and she's like, bad dream. And he's like, no, I was in my dream and will be in the future murdered by three children. And she's like, okay.
She's like, oh yeah, we all have hard times.
So crazy. And he's like, not crazy. My destiny. It's nuts.
10 out of 10.
I loved. Oh God, there was so much that I had fun with Madame Web. So yeah, either one. If you're looking for a more musical choreographed camp experience, this is me now.
True.
If you're looking for
action,
action.
A not at all choreographed experience.
Not at all. If the like, so unchoreographed freestyle. And untethered.
Maybe
to
not even
anything.
Blocked.
Yeah, yeah. Like sort of. Yeah, the equivalent.
Just move around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just move around.
Just really inspiring in its lack of coherence.
Yeah. God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. I will lift up. What am I going to lift up? You know, speaking of musicals, Julie, I saw a little musical for the first time the other night called Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Oh.
Which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Hey.
But Carol Channing, I've only known mostly through Ryan Stiles' impression of her on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
That's so true, honestly. Yeah.
She fucking rocks in that movie. She is so GD funny. I didn't know.
I actually haven't seen the movie. I've only seen the music, like the show.
I recommend the movie.
Yeah.
I recommend the movie a good amount. A lot of good tap dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Julie Andrews giving her best Jim Halpert half the movie to the camera, just like mugging.
Who'd have thought?
Up a storm. Yeah. A lot of who'd have thought. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved. There's a song, I don't know if it's in both the movie and the musical, but the speed test is like a patter song that's in the musical, and I was obsessed.
Oh yeah,
I was obsessed
with that.
Yeah,
just I was like, I'm gonna know this, and no one's ever gonna ask me to prove
it. Wax it better.
Oh,
so I guess.
Floor doesn't matter, matter.
I guess you could say I'm Carol Channing.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Kevin.
We could.
Do you have something else you want to say about Carol Channing?
No, I'm just Carol Channing. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere at patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Julie, thank you so much for joining us.
Queen of my heart.
Oh my gosh.
Love
I'm
you.
So honored.
And there's nothing left to say except for,
okay I love you, Emma. Amen.
Now watch this drive. Caroline, which Chrissy Metz song should we go out on?
Oh my God. Wait. I was looking at him.
Should be I'll Stand By You, Even Though You're In The Ice.
Let's do...
Talking To God.
Let's do Prayed For This Day.
Prayed?
No, let's do When I Talk To God for the book tie-in. Oh.
That is not how I thought it was going to start. I'll say it.
Jess has another song called Girl Go.
Girl Go?
Yeah.
Go Piss Girl.
Chrissy Metz with her new single, Go Piss Girl.
This single called Actress. Now I gotta hear all of these.
All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
The dream of you and the smile in your eyes and the sound of your voice.
That was a HeadGum podcast.